near you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and with me is my co-host, Brenda B.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. We're so glad you joined us. Listen, I want to ask you folks something. Are you tired for no reason? Having trouble getting up in the morning? Sound familiar? Needing coffee throughout the day? Colas? How about those energy drinks? Sodas? How about salty or sweet snacks to keep you going? If you're feeling run down and stressed all the time, then it actually could be something going on with your adrenals and something called adrenal fatigue. And that's the topic of our show today.
And with us, we have Dr. James Wilson. He is a naturopathic doctor, chiropractor, and PhD. He is the founder of Dr. Wilson's Original Formulas. He's the author of the book, Adrenal Fatigue, the 21st Century Stress Syndrome. He's also he's a founding member of the Ontario College of Naturopathic Medicine, Brenda B., which is now the largest naturopathic college in the world.
That's amazing. Dr. Wilson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, Brenda, and thank you, Dr. Vallon, for having me on the show. It's great.
Yes, it's so nice to speak with you again. And I want to start with you explaining to our listeners a little bit more about what adrenal fatigue really is.
I'm glad you asked that because that's an important question. There are two glands that sit over your kidneys, about the size of a walnut that weigh about as much as a large grape. And they're called the adrenal glands. Now, even though you may not have heard of them or only heard of them in passing, they're very important glands. They're actually necessary for life. In other words, if you take the adrenals out of the body can't live. And they secrete over 50 different hormones that circulate through your body that do everything that you might imagine. It's a tremendously important and complex gland. And we find that this adrenal gland has been dubbed the gland of stress by Dr. Hans Selye back in the 1930s. And the reason he said that is because the adrenal glands are the glands that help your body compensate for stress more than any other gland in the body. So when you're under stress, then the adrenal glands have to crank up more hormones to put out to help your body compensate for this added stress. You shouldn't notice that you're under that much stress because the adrenals pump up the extra hormones you need. But what happens in this kind of society we have, and the way people push themselves and they miss meals and they miss sleep and they dry themselves with caffeine and cola beverages and they work themselves to the bone and they don't rest and relax, is that after a while, your body and the adrenal glands can get tired. And if they continue to be pushed, they can get to where they just don't respond when they're needed to. And that is what adrenal fatigue is. It's when the adrenal glands cannot respond to the stresses required of them. That's when you have adrenal fatigue.
And it could be both physical stress as well as emotional stress?
Oh, it could be. It could be physical, chemical, emotional, internal, external. And so the constant worrier, for example, that puts some stress on the body. And even things like an infected tooth, intestinal upsets, those are all stresses. Anything that causes the body to get out of its normal way of functioning, anything causes the body to have to react in an enhanced way, that's what puts the strain on the adrenal gland. So it could be a car accident, it could be a divorce, it could be years of poor eating. There's just a number of things. It can be toxic metals. So there's a number of things that cause the adrenal glands to go down. Chronic illness is one of the things that pulls down the adrenal glands because chronic illness is a big stressor on the body. It's not just the illness that in itself is a stress, but it's the constant worrying, what am I going to do? What's going to happen to me? Can we afford it? That's also, so almost anybody that's had a chronic illness for 2 years or more, they probably have low adrenal function. That's been my experience that that's what's happened. So any kind of stress, it can be a single stress like a car accident, or it could be multiple stresses like having a teenager or having your own businesses.
Right.
In practice.
Oh, yeah, having your own business. That can be stressful, too.
Absolutely. So I see a lot of doctors, care workers, policemen, shift workers, nurses, lawyers, professional people, single mothers. Those are some of the categories that I see that's really common to have adrenal fatigue. But anybody can have adrenal fatigue, no matter what ethnic group, whether you're rich or poor, fat or skinny, tall or thin, short, dumpy, no matter what body type you have, what economic situation you have, you can suffer from adrenal fatigue. It doesn't make any difference.
I understand from your book and from your information that there's different levels of adrenal fatigue.
There is. And as a matter of fact, there's a free questionnaire that people can take online. It's called at www.adrenalfatigue.org. That's adrenalfatigue.org. And they can have that free questionnaire, and they can see whether they're suffering from mild, moderate, or severe adrenal fatigue. And this is a questionnaire I used in my clinic for about 25 years to help me figure out what was going on with people. And then if they do, then they're luckily, over my 20, almost 35 years of experience then, I was able to design some dietary supplements that took care of most of the problems with adrenal fatigue physiologically and biochemistry to help that person not just feel better, but eventually get to the point to where they don't need the supplements anymore. And I understand that you have at your Gulf Coast Nutrition store, you have those supplements, and you also have them on the GulfCoastNutrition.com. Is that right?
That is correct. Absolutely. I mean, we're always pointing people towards your supplements because you've specialized in this.
And this is it. And so there are probably 40 products for adrenal fatigue out there now. But the thing is, this was in my trench. When I was at my active practice, I had over a year waiting list sometimes with people. And the reason that I had such a long waiting list was because I tried to find the deepest way to help people possible, naturally, without drugs or hormones, and to get their bodies back well again. And that's what these formulas represent, is my 25 to 35 years experience in putting the right things in the right proportions, the right kind of things, the way they're supposed to be, and helping people get better.
And when in practice and you started working with people with adrenal fatigue, was it just because you saw so many people that had this problem that you decided to specialize in this and to develop these products? How did that come about?
I realized that I was having people have to take 27 to 30 products a day in order to balance themselves. And I said, this is ridiculous, because even though it's helping them, it's creating almost madness having to have charts on when to take things and what time and everything. So I was able to boil it down to only 4 products that they needed to take for the majority of the people. And that's why I developed the products, is because it was driving me nuts having them take so many products, and they were getting better, but it just wasn't fast enough and it wasn't effective enough. And then when I combined them and got down to only 4 products that I could have almost everything they needed, in fact, is everything they needed, that's when it really started making headway.
Now, other than the products, I know that there's also probably some dietary recommendations that you make.
Yes, and so Brenda, would you repeat that? Just, I want to make sure I get that exactly clear.
I was just wondering, and I want to get into the supplements a little bit more in the second half of the show, but I was wondering as well, with people who are suffering from adrenal fatigue, as you're explaining, if there's also dietary recommendations that you may suggest.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and lifestyle things. Oh, yeah, this is the whole protocol. So that's, my book goes into this a lot, but let me explain to you. Yes, for one thing, with the dietary supplements, with the dietary changes we need, one of the things we need to do is, first of all, you've heard it before, get away from the sugars and the white flours. Why? Because they're simply destroying your body. They don't give you any nutrients. They just wreck your body. But importantly, we need to eat within an hour and a half of when you get up. And it doesn't have to be a full meal. It just be a snack or two or three bites or something, because we have to get that blood sugar up and normalized in your body. And we want to make sure that there's a fat, a carbohydrate, and a protein each time you have something to eat, because that gives you the short, medium, and sustained energy that you need to carry out. You need to chew your food very, very much, 30 times per mouthful, because most people with adrenal fatigue also have decreased digestive abilities, and we want to break that food up and make it really easy to absorb. We want to make sure that you have salty foods. If you have a desire for salt or salty foods, then you want to make sure that you have a little bit of that in the morning. As a matter of fact, a lot of people find it convenient to put a little bit of salt in their water, up to a quarter or half a teaspoon, and stir it and drink it. And how do they know they have the right amount? because it'll taste best that way. If they don't have enough, it'll taste kind of watered down. If they have too much, it tastes salty. But if they have just right, it'll help replace the salt that their body's losing, because there's a hormone in your body called aldosterone that's in the adrenal glands. Then if it's low, your body can't retain the sodium, the salt. So it's got to be replaced, and that's why you get the salt cravings.
Well, that's really interesting. Now, all of this is also in the book, right? And we want to mention to our listeners out there that we're actually giving two of these books away.
Oh, great.
And what we'll be doing is right after the break, we're going to go ahead and give out that phone number to the two callers who can call in and win those books. And, Brenda B., they don't even have to be on the air. So that's right. They don't have to be on the air. They can just call in and win those books. So we'll be giving out that number in just a moment.
So get your pen ready, because you want to win one of these books of Dr. Wilson's. This is a great book, and it could really, really help you.
And we'll be back in just a moment covering more with Dr. James Wilson. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with... Welcome back to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. We have our store, Gulf Coast Nutrition, located at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor.
And we have been talking today with Dr. James Wilson of Dr. Wilson's Original Formulations, and he specializes in adrenal fatigue. And he's of the same name of the book, the Dr. Wilson's Adrenal Fatigue, the 21st Century Stress Syndrome. Great book, and we're actually giving two of these books away today, which if you've been listening, we promise to do, so get your pen, because we're going to give you that number right now. That number to call, the first two callers will win this book, The 21st Century Stress Syndrome, and the number is 727-754-2900. Again, that's 727-754-2900. So, Dr. Wilson, thank you for being with us again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Brenda.
And before the break, we were talking with our listeners about adrenal fatigue, and you explained what it was and how just the stresses of life can cause our adrenals to not produce the correct hormones any longer. And what type of symptoms would people have with this?
Good question. And before I answer that, I just want to... Now, I'm sure there's going to be more than two people that want that book. So if they don't happen to be one of those two lucky people, can they get it at your Gulf Coast Nutrition store?
Absolutely.
Either
and thank you for pointing that out.
Yes.
Palm Harbor. Yes, absolutely.
Great.
Either way, we go through a lot of your books. We are always recommending it.
See, because that book is meant to be a manual on how to get yourself well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's much more we can cover in the amount of time we have. And it's a really inexpensive book. I think it's $16.95 or something like that. But we made it really cheap so people could have it. But how do you know if you have adrenal fatigue? One of the biggest things is what's your energy pattern like. And so there's a lot of people go to doctors for fatigue. In other words, I read a study that said that 65 to 80% of people list fatigue as a major reason they go to see a doctor. This is a special kind of fatigue. And how do you know it? Because one of the first things, you're tired when you get up in the morning. And you need coffee or cola to get going. It's not like, oh, I'd like to have a cup of coffee. It's give me my coffee. Give me my Red Bull, my Jolt, my Mountain Dew, my something that's going to drive my blood sugar and adrenals and caffeine. Caffeine, give it to me. And so oftentimes it takes two or three cups before they really feel like they're getting going. And then they'll often have a mid-morning low, 10, 10:30, 11, something like that. And they'll oftentimes not even feel fully awake on the more severe kinds until they actually have their first meal, often at lunch or so. They'll have a mid-afternoon low, so they'll feel better after lunch. Then they'll have a mid-afternoon low, and it can be between 2 and 4. It can be up to 5:30 or so, and it can be as gentle as just wanting to sit down, or it can be as severe as having to lie down for up to 45 minutes or an hour and a half. So it has some variability, but the main thing is there's a mid-afternoon low where they just don't feel like they want to do anything and kind of sleepy and want to cruise. Then about 6 o'clock, it's like someone turned a magic switch, and they feel better, and oftentimes better than they felt during the rest of the day. And they'll go till about 9 or 9:30, and then they'll get a little bit tired, but a lot of these people are type A's, so they will push until 11 o'clock. And then many of them will get a second wind around 11 o'clock, where they suddenly kind of come extra awake, and they'll want to do projects and clean the kitchen and work on a project, read a book. And then about 1 or 1:30, 2, they'll get sleepy, and they'll go to sleep. And if they look carefully, they'll notice that they can sleep until about 2 hours after they usually would get up. So if they usually get up around 7, if they can sleep till around 9, they feel so much better, so much more refreshed if they can sleep in that extra 2 hours. Now, of all the people that go to doctors complaining of fatigue, the only fatigue pattern I've seen like this has to do with adrenal fatigue. So that energy pattern is really important. In addition to that, they usually crave salt and or sugary or both of those things. They often lack libido. Their sex drive will be down because, of course, part of the adrenal function is to have is to provide sex hormones, and they can't bounce back from stress as easily. They get sick. It takes longer to get over it. If they get a respiratory illnesses, they often get a second or third respiratory illness, or the respiratory illness is severe and it takes longer to get over. The severe kinds can have kind of a gnawing in the stomach. They feel run down and feel like, mildly depressed a lot of times. So there's some of the more common symptoms that the people have. Perimenopause, menopause, and PMS are worse with these people, and once you start treating the adrenals, a lot of times those things just disappear. So there's men and women get adrenal fatigue, but we see that, of course, women are more likely to go to a doctor than men are. So if they go to a doctor, oftentimes, unfortunately, the doctor says there's nothing wrong with them. He shouldn't say that. He should say, I don't know what's wrong with you, because there are tests they can do, the adrenal tests they can do. There's saliva tests online. They can go to several different websites that do the saliva test, where you can test the right hormones for the adrenals, and they can find out with a saliva test, a laboratory test.
Right, and we actually have that at Gulf Coast Nutrition.
Oh, you do? Wonderful.
We certainly do. Absolutely.
So they can drop in and get the test there. And then you'll have a laboratory confirmation, and along with the questionnaire in the book. And then you start eating like we say in the book, and you start changing your lifestyle to try to get down the stresses as much as possible. You take the supplements as are prescribed according to the mild, moderate, or severe protocol. And typically, within about 3 weeks, people start seeing a difference. Now, I've had them feel better the next day. I've had it take up to 6 weeks. But the usual cycle is about 3 weeks before they start feeling better.
Well, that's not long at all.
No, it's
considering,
not long at all,
considering everything that's going on with their adrenals, to get that effect in that short of a time is fabulous. And we've seen it as well.
It right. just means that they're supported. They need to continue to take those supplements, keep that lifestyle change, keep those dietary habits up, make them into rituals and routines that just become second nature to them. And somewhere around, a year to 2 years, they won't need to take those supplements anymore.
And
they can just gradually get rid of them.
Let's talk a little bit more about those supplements. We've got a few more minutes here, so I want you to explain a little bit more about what supplements you developed.
Oh, I was so happy to get this down to just four. First of all, in a lot of cases, these glands, the adrenal glands, may be somewhat damaged. And the other glands are the stress. Now, there's what we call the HPA axis, and that means the hypothalamus, which is a gland in the brain, the pituitary, which is another gland in the brain, and the adrenal glands, all form what we call the stress axis. And those are the major glands involved in the stress, the adrenals being the most important of the three. And this adrenal rebuilder is a product that contains all of those. And so that one is the key to providing the raw materials to help these glands recover. Then we have the second product. It's called Super Adrenal Stress Formula. It has the nutrients these glands need to recover and to help make the hormones like they should. It has a special C. We make a special vitamin C, and the reason we do is because it's a sustained-released pH balanced with the trace minerals, and it also has bioflavonoids in it to allow a slow release of the vitamin C, and it's not acidic, so your body doesn't rebel against it and doesn't upset your stomach. And it's especially for people that are under stress or have adrenal fatigue. And the fourth one is a four-herb combination that's a liquid called Herbal Adrenal Support Formula. And it's designed to help that HPA axis balance out and function optimally so they sleep better, they feel more balanced during the day, and they can carry on a normal life. So those are the four very quickly, and they're called the Adrenal Quartet. And they work, and there's pamphlets and literature, I'm sure, that you have available that tell people more about them where you have the products.
We absolutely do. We have all of these products that Dr. Wilson is talking about at Gulf Coast Nutrition. We've got his book there, and we've got all the information there that you need for this type of help. And we love these products. Again, they specialize. You have specialized in adrenal fatigue and repairing people's bodies to the point where they can get back to a healthy lifestyle and a healthy life and feel better. And we so appreciate that, Dr. Wilson. We appreciate your products. We appreciate you. And we thank you so much for being on our show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. For you and Brenda and Dr. Vallon, thank you for the good work you're doing. And I encourage everybody out there, please take care of your adrenal fatigue. As bad as you feel now, you can feel better. You can get back to where you were, and sometimes even better than you've ever been in your life, with changing your diet, changing, doing the lifestyle changes said in the book, and taking the right products.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson.
Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Dr. Vallon.
Thank you, sir. So, folks, if those of you are interested, you can also check us out at gulfcoastnutrition.com or give us a call at 727-754-2900 or come by the store at the corner of Alternate 19 and Alderman Road in Palm Harbor. So until next time, I'm Dr. V.
And I'm Brenda B.
And you've been listening to Gulf Coast.